Hello and welcome to our readers and listeners. You are listening to Genesis Webzine and Genesis is back with this month's issue. The title of today's read is On Real Data, read and written by Mr. Sumangal Halder. We have been trying to bring out real me, but have failed to do it. Sometimes back, as colleagues, we used to discuss the everlasting difference in attitude and behavior of people. As one of us was pursuing the set point of view as his PhD research topic, the starting of discussion was always the denotative meaning of people, and then it penetrated the deeper layers of attitude, as per the dictionary, is a certain way of thinking and behaving. It juxtaposes itself, keeping the attitude in the background, and means the way in which one acts and conducts oneself. We will then do. It means that the way in which we think may or may not be akin to our conduct as a person. Because had it been the same, we would not have had a discussion. Now here is where the catch is. As a researcher, one needs to penetrate into the attitude of itself and the quality of the behavior of itself. The more the penetration is exact, the more insight that allows means that our real too. On one such discussion with one of my distant partners, I was struck with the statement quoted by her, said by a senior scientist of a very reputed research organization, stated almost 98% of researchers done in experiments, not the exact wording, but just a quote. Then, on what grounds do we base? As a researcher, we used to sit devising and designing questions for our questionnaires to build upon our hypothesis, want to do research, and get to that real mean in her. But at the very onset, when the research subject gets to that the bond is mean research, is her behavioral instincts echo the attitude of instincts, which she answers just according to a general insensual perspective of what is right and acceptable in this process. We thought, from designing these questions, that we would be able to feel the research subject and get the real out that it was all just as an objective of the research was. Our real me comes out only when we are sure nobody is there to prove his most self. In other words, only then, when we are alone, and the irony is that no physical research has been able to access this real self data. Lately, our partner of solitude, the internet, has paved the way for the pseudo data collectors to have access to this real data. And do you know what? This is mostly done when we are not at all aware of this simply in solitude without our phone. We participate and give away this data. Though the extent is a bit limited as of now, it has potential to be used to view all matters globally. The online footprint collectors are being used to collect all the data pertaining to items in this country. This data is raw and real. This grows out in the research market for accessibility. observation and interpretation. This data is helpful to political leaders in elections. Marketing analysts use this data to refine their strategies, potentials, mastery. The Realme collection stuff is out there to enjoy very nicely. But it is finally diminishing the line between what is within and what is within. It is good that researchers get what they accept. And thus, strategy making is more concrete and important. But again, too much of Realme will lead to too much of truth for the mind. And that truth is the naked truth. And it is.